Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I'm chatting with the executive chairman, Sean Wallace. Now, Sean, I had you on the show late January to discuss the overall strategy of Torque Resources. That is a focus in Chile. We just got some news out yesterday, Monday, March 1st, that discusses the first acquisition in the company, an option agreement signed on the Margarita project. Now, this is an iron oxide copper gold project in Chile. Sean, please give us a little background on this project. What attracted you to this, the first deal done in Chile by the team?
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Corey. As we discussed previously, we had to assemble the team in Chile to help us go after some of these projects that we've actually known about for some time. But we really have only in the last few months been able to really get in there with some of the challenges with travel and so forth, as we discussed last time I was you and I were speaking. And so we've been sort of soldiering on looking for projects that are located in good areas, not too high in the Andes, with good access to infrastructure. Our in-country team is ready to rapidly advance it. They're familiar with this area. This one in particular, it's what we really like about it is that there's an expression on surface, which is, something you don't see a whole lot anymore. All the stuff that expressed itself, shall we say, at surface has been mined. And so this one has a nice little resource. It's not 43-101 compliant, of about 0.5% copper. It's not why we're there. We're not there for that, but it's actually why we're there, because it tells us that there's a chance for there to be a much larger system that had been fed that oxide mineralization. So it is an IOCG model. However, we also believe that there's an excellent, excellent opportunity for a porphyry discovery on the project as well.
So what's going to be the attack strategy then? Kind of using this historic resource, as you said, not 43-101 compliant, but looking for something bigger, something even more significant here. How are you going to move that forward?
Yeah, it's really simple, actually. We're going to go in, use a geophysics technique called IP, and it works extremely well at identifying these type of deposits. There were already a couple of lines of IP across the project, and it lit up the way that we would want to see for this type of project. It's got the right indication. So you've got the mineralization on surface. You've got this IP that's lit up. So we're going to go in there. We're going to do more surface sampling. We're going to tighten those lines up on the IP and better refine the drill targets. But the beautiful thing about these type bulk tonnage deposits is that they're big targets. So, you're not chasing after little gold veins, hoping that, and you could actually drill and miss it by 5 feet. And that's why a lot of these gold projects, they change hands so many times, because it's not that it's not there, it's that it's so difficult to find. That's not so much the case with these big copper projects, copper gold projects.
So then when it comes to the permitting environment down in Chile, the last time you and I chatted, we were talking about the team that you were building out in Chile. What have they told you about permitting and how that all works down in Chile to move this towards drilling?
Yeah, like Chile, like any modern mining country, sophisticated mining country, has a rigorous permitting process in terms of environmental impact and social values, these sort of issues. However, it's a very well-defined process, and it's fair. So we have no, and they do it in a timely manner. Unfortunately, a lot of jurisdictions, it's that timely manner that can be very difficult for small junior mining companies like ours and others to endure, because it sort of puts us in limbo and is very difficult to keep investor interest and take care of the stakeholders when you're sort of sitting doing nothing. So we don't expect a long lead time on the permitting. In fact, I think the permitting is going to go rather rapidly, and I think we'll be pressed to get the work that we have to done on preparing for drilling prior to the permit coming in. So I really don't see it as an obstacle.
Can you give us a little bit more information on the area too? Any other projects that are around this Margarita project that you're using as an analog to see, or at least to test out what could be potential here?
Yeah, obviously you have to be careful when doing that, because they're not all the same. But along this sort of coastal Cordillera belt, you've got mines like Manto Verde, Santo Domingo, Cerro Negro, Candelaria, and again, infrastructure wise, you got the town of Copiapó is only 65 kilometers away from this project. So it's really it's really great. We're amongst a bunch of mines and a well built up area and not too high in elevation. So this is a great first start for us.
No, that's key, right? Because this is the first start for you guys. You guys are going to be progressing this project towards drilling, but in no way are you just standing pat on this one project, correct? You're going to be out there still on the acquisition front, I guess I can say.
Yes, we're very much on that front, and we're actually quite mature on a number of other opportunities. So I think, this is a large testament to having a very high-level team in country. We tried to do it from remote for so long, and particularly since the last year with the pandemic and so forth. But it's really going quickly, and I think everyone's going to be quite pleased with the sort of things that we come up with here over the next 6 months.
Now, just remind everybody the cash in the bank that this company has, because you guys are cashed up. So when you do get those permits, you will be ready to drill. But where's the company standing with cash in the bank right now?
Yeah, we've got about $8.25 million in the bank, Canadian. So we certainly have enough money to do everything that comes along with this project. And, you know, probably even another one, too. But we're not seeking capital presently, but we certainly have the ability to get it when we do need to.
Okay. Sean, I think that wraps it up for covering this acquisition and still the company's focus of continuing to acquire prospective projects in the area throughout Chile. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Sean regarding anything at Torque, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque Resources, so I will be following up as more news hits the table. In the meantime, Sean, keep us up to date on news. Thank you for your time today, and I'm sure we'll be chatting in another few weeks.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. Thank you.